Good morning, Friday morning. Steve Speedy with you, 909. Spent a good portion of the show yesterday on the Department of Justice, Attorney General Brad Schimel findings that both the John Doe leaks, that investigation, and the Government Accountability Board had overreached pretty significantly to the point where he was, he being Attorney General Brad Schimel, talking about initiating contempt proceedings against some former GAB officials and the John Doe probe special prosecutor, and also including some professional sanctions as well. Well, a lot of folks, like me, think it should go farther than that. So I wanted to bring in Brian Fraley. He's the president at Edge Messaging. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Good morning, Steve.
So you are one of these folks, Republican, conservative, who was targeted in some of these I think, illegal investigations.
Yeah, hilariously targeted because although I do a lot of message development work and have over my lifetime, I'm not a fundraiser. And ostensibly, this was about, you know, coordinating and raising money and doing all this stuff. I mean, that was the original scope of this, I guess. I believe I was lumped in purely because I've been one of the GAB's biggest critics since, actually, before the GAB was formed. A lot of these partisan hacks have worked in regulating elections and the Ethics Commission, ethics rules, whatever, for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Kennedy had been around for 30 years, and I've been a very vocal critic. It is clear that the investigators in the GAB use these John Doe investigations as a way to get back at their political opponents.
And as someone who wasn't directly involved, what did they gather from your personal information?
Well, it's hilarious. So several years ago, I got a call from a newspaper reporter. This was at the time that some of the Republicans' homes were being raided.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they had all the documents that they needed electronically, they did this intimidation thing where they knocked out doors and, you know, told minor kids they couldn't call their parents and let them know what was going on. And
yeah, pretty substantial pre-dawn raids, October of 2013.
So I get a call from a reporter saying, "I hear your house was searched." no. but it kind of raises the radar a little bit, you know. It's like, am I next? So hadn't heard anything. And then a couple of years ago, I get a letter. Well, I don't get a letter. I used to work at the MacGyver Institute. MacGyver Institute gets a letter from Judge Francis Schmitz, who's overseeing the investigation, saying, oh, by the way, the court has ordered us to let everyone know, everyone who's been ensnared in this fishing expedition, know what we have. So here's what we have from you. And they didn't give me a detailed list of what they have, even though the court ordered that. They gave me a list of what they requested from Google, and it was 4 years of my emails, from 2009 to 2013. This is a time that spanned working for Right Wisconsin as a journalistic endeavor too. Mm-hmm. So they have all my emails, and it includes, you know, health records, personal conversations with attorneys, information about my kids, pediatrician and you know, private personal medical stuff regarding my daughter and stuff like that. I don't know specifically what they have. They never did specifically say, here's how many pages of emails we have, here's how many things we have, here's what we have, and oh, by the way, they were also supposed to give it back, and they've never done that.
Considering the fact that this is so far out of bounds, and I agree with you, this was an overreach of immense proportions, do you think this had a chilling effect on both Republicans and conservatives? Because they didn't really know what else was going to be put out there. And I think in the long term, that could have that impact.
It completely had a chilling effect, and that's the point. Look, Steve, I'm not putting myself up here to be some sort of martyr, some sort of victim, or some sort of special guy. You know, I'm just a conservative Republican activist. I'm more involved than most people are every day in political stuff, but I'm no way am I some sort of huge power broker, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were dozens of us, perhaps hundreds of us, that were snared up in this. Now, the people whose houses were physically searched or condos were physically searched, they were told they couldn't tell their bosses about this. They couldn't tell their coworkers about this. They couldn't tell their family about it. They couldn't tell anybody about them. And what that does is that creates attention in interpersonal relationships, right? You've got this anxiety about potential legal jeopardy or even just this unknown. You know, my stuff was taken. Am I going to get it back? What are they going to find? Why am I even involved in this? I have no idea, right? So you have that up there. But then you also have, just think about it, at the job, in the job situation, there were employees of legislators who couldn't talk to their employees or talk to their legislators about this. It creates a rift in a dynamic of a working relationship. So I can say without a doubt that this had a chilling effect. It has caused tension among personal relationships. It has caused some people to say, you know what, forget this. I don't need the grief. I didn't do anything wrong, but I just want to be a public servant. But forget it. I'm done. So I know of a lot of people who have left the profession, left the state, not hiding and not running from legal jeopardy, but just, you know what, this is a witch hunt, and I don't need to be mixed up in this. I'm just a simple legislative staffer. Leave me alone.
We're talking to Brian Fraley, president of Edge Messaging. One of the things I think that's...
This investigation was go ahead. The whole intent of this was to create this chilling effect, this sense of fear, and try to dismantle the growing Republican movement. Remember, this was happening at the same time. Okay, this was happening at the same time that the Tea Party and the establishment Republicans in Wisconsin were working hand in hand. They were gaining control of the state assembly, the Senate, the governor's office. They were winning politically. And what this was is the GAB actually worked and did exactly what they fantasized the Republicans were doing, right? They abused their power. They targeted political opponents. They violated their constitutional rights. They defied court orders to stop doing this. And then, more recently, they obstructed DOJ investigators who wanted to get the materials. How many times, you read this report, that the DOJ investigators had to say, is this all you have? Is these all the documents? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, what about this? Okay, yeah, here's some more boxes we found in the basement. Give me a break.
Brian, can you hang on through the break?
Absolutely.
We're talking to Brian Fraley, president of Edge Messaging. When we come back, I want to ask you, some of these players are still involved in government. I want to ask you about that and what impact this is going to have long term. Steve Scafidi, WTMJ. 9:18, Steve Scafidi with you on WTMJ. Yesterday we had State Senator Leah Vukmir on, and she certainly was angry about the revelations from the Department of Justice probe into the John Doe and the conduct of the GAB. We're joined today by Brian Fraley, president at Edge Messaging. Brian, some of these folks are still working on behalf of the state government.
Yeah, are still collecting a state paycheck. Now, the worst operators are gone, right? Kevin Kennedy, 30 years in charge of the Elections Board, who oversaw all of it and then was at the GAB, he's retired. He's collecting a state pension, unfortunately. Francis Schmidt, the clueless judge who worked on this, he's old and retired, and he's not a state employee anymore. Shane Falk, who was the Democratic henchman at the GAB, is an attorney in private practice. He faces some potential jeopardy with his license and everything, but he's not a state employee anymore. But four of them are. Four people from the GAB are, including people who clearly tried to obstruct the Department of Justice investigating this leak. What's ironic about this, or outrageous about this, I should say, is that two of the people involved are running the Elections Commission and the Ethics Commission right now. Mike Haas, the Elections Commission Administrator, and Brian Bell, the Ethics Commission Administrator, were neck deep in this conspiracy. Nathan Judnick, who works at the Elections Commission right now, he quote unquote lost Shane Falk's hard drive, which is a key piece of evidence that could be used to actually charge someone for illegally leaking this information. And David Berger, an Elections Commission attorney, is littered throughout the DOJ report in terms of his kind of being elusive in terms of getting the information that DOJ requested.
How does that happen? How does that happen given the stain of this?
Well, I encourage, I know this is radio, but I encourage your listeners, for example, to go like MacGyverInstitute.com or find the 91-page report and read it. It is outrageous. How they handled this material, okay, these sensitive materials, for example, my emails with my bank account information, my passwords and all this other stuff, right? And I'm just one of, you know, hundreds of people, right? These materials were left in boxes and hard drives and thumb drives or whatever that were just in an alcove in a building that anyone could have rummaged through. As a matter of fact, one of the people that we know that did look at this was Supreme Court Justice Shirley Abrahamson. And that is also very interesting. She's a giant icon in the liberal movement in this state. She says she only looked at it to make sure that the boxes were locked and a log was kept. But this case was before her. she has no business being independently being near evidence in a case that was before her. The outrage of this, it grows exponentially the more we know. And that's the one last thing I'd like to say, Steve, is the DOJ here investigated the leak to The Guardian. Mm-hmm. How did The Guardian get these files that were supposedly under seal? They didn't investigate the entire conduct of this witch hunt. They only they followed their mandate to investigate the leak.
Mm-hmm.
So what we know is only a sliver of the abuses that went on here. And this shouldn't just outrage conservatives or people who voted for Republicans here. Think about it in your own life. And listeners there, I want them to think about this. If every single email you sent for 4 years, personal, professional, petty, maybe things you said that you regret, jokes that were off color or unseemly that you regret now, whatever, everything you had in your life was either electronically stored or printed out on paper and available for the people who don't like you to see, copy, and put in folders marked opposition research to potentially be used to bury you the next time you apply for a job, try to get a contract, or run for office.
Stunning information from President of Edge Messaging, Brian Frilly. Thanks for joining me, Brian.
Thanks, Steve.